Outlaw Dealers of America present the Fred Allen Show. The Fred Allen Show with Fred's guest, Mr. George Jessel, Portland Hoffa, Minerva Pius, Peter Donald, Parker Fenley, the DeMarco sisters, and Al Goodman and his orchestra. And this is Kenny D, D as in Delmar, D as in Ford dealer, D as in dependable. And dependable is the word for the service you get when you bring your Ford back home. Because Ford dealers really know Fords. They ought to. The average Ford dealer has been a Ford dealer 16 years. When you do one thing that long, you acquire a lot of know-how. And besides, special Ford time-saving methods and special equipment speed the job. And this saving in labor saves you money. From every angle, you'll find it pays to bring your Ford back home to your Ford dealer. See him this week. Well, it's Sunday night again, and Fred Allen drives up to keep his weekly date at the corner of Main Street. As Fred locks his Ford, he hears a voice say,
Mr. Allen!
Portland, gosh, sure. Say, I'm sorry I'm late, Portland. I had to stop in at the National Surety Corporation.
Why?
Well, I canceled the bond we've had for the giveaway program.
Aren't the listeners insured anymore?
No, Portland. After 8 weeks of insuring our listeners, we haven't had one legitimate claim.
No letters?
Well, we've had hundreds of letters. One man named Frank Gould lost his pocketbook in Europe last summer and wanted us to send him the money he lost. A shop owner out in California lost two rug customers while he was listening to the program. He wanted the $22 profit he would have made on the sale. And we had a letter from a woman in Sioux City. She said, why do giveaway programs bother with radio shows? Why don't they just mail the money out to people and save all that trouble? Well, enough about the giveaway, Imglick, Portland. What's a word which I will translate later in the program. What is new?
The dock strike is over.
Oh, I read that.
Mama said when the dock strike started, 20 strikers were drowned.
How could 20 strikers drown?
When the strikers walked off the dock, they walked in the wrong direction.
Oh, I don't know. That news I don't think is reliable, Portland. I am going to buy my own paper.
Can I go with you?
Why, sure. Let's take a walk down Main Street.
Let's.
Come on here.
Paper say?
Hey, look at this. Mr. and Mrs. James Mason had a baby girl born on Thanksgiving Day.
That's funny.
What's funny?
Instead of a turkey on Thanksgiving, the Masons had a stork.
Yes, it is. Not as funny as you thought, I don't know. Hey, what there? What there? What you should never preface a joke with that's funny. You may be sadly awakened at the end of it. Look here, what do you know? The Masons are naming the little girl the baby Portland.
Someday the Mason's baby may grow up to be the capital of Oregon.
Well, that's possible, and good luck. Say, here's an item, Portland. Look at this. It says radio comedy is suffering from monotony, undernourishment, and repetition.
I wonder how people feel about radio comedy.
Well, let's ask a few people now as we're walking along Main Street. This man coming with the sickle in the alligator case. pardon me, sir.
I am Sergei Stroganov, dance critic on Russia's outstanding tabloid Pravda.
You say you are the dance critic?
I am in America with Russian ballet.
Oh.
In Russia, we are having the greatest ballet dancers.
How come?
Everybody in Russia is on their toes.
Oh, that...
I am studying America.
Studying?
The happiest people in America I am meeting in the subway.
In the subway?
It is like Russia.
You mean the people?
Always they are happy in the underground.
Well, tell me, Sergei, how about radio in Russia? Do you have a shortwave?
In Russia, we are short of everything.
Well, what is radio like in Russia?
All day long, it's different programs, occasionally entertaining.
Oh, really? What programs?
Stalin faces life.
Yes.
Front page, Stalin.
Yes.
Just plain Joe.
Yes.
The mystery chef who is later taking off his mask and surprise...
Who is it?
Stalin.
Tell me, what about singing?
On the hit parade is Bing Stalin.
Bing Stalin?
Always he is dedicating songs to the leaders of other countries.
What leaders?
To Chiang Kai-shek, Stalin is singing, I'd like to get you on a slow boat to China.
Well, tell me, Sergei, what about comedy? You know, comedy in Russian radio.
In Russia, we have a comedian. He is very funny.
Something like Bob Hope?
In Russia, there is no hope.
Well, who is your comedian?
Who else? Stalin.
You,
Stalin is cracking jokes and doubling over with laughing.
The jokes are funny, eh?
The jokes don't have to be funny.
Why not?
Comrade, in Russia, when Stalin is laughing...
Yes?
Everybody is laughing.
Fine.
You bore me. Long live the coming for.
So long, Sergei. Say, it's a nice night to walk down Main Street, Portland.
Look at the sign in that haberdashery.
What sign?
Our socks look better on your feet than they do on our hands.
Say, you fixed that up, too. You left a Y out of there, which would have made a question out of it. Why are the socks on our feet better? Hey, look who's come.
Titus Moody.
Hi, Mr. Moody.
Howdy, Bob.
Well, Mr. Moody, did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Why, the last thing I remember, my brother Huber come by for dinner.
Oh, yes?
To celebrate, I brought out a keg of hard cider.
A hard cider, hey?
All morning, we sat around sipping and talking over old times.
I see.
Long about noon, Huber, he put down his cider mug and he says, Titus, there is power in that keg.
Yeah?
Next thing I knowed, Huber says, I'm a beaver.
I'm a beaver?
Yeah. And then he started gnawing the treadle on the melodeon.
Huber was loaded, eh?
Huber was loaded and he had his tail board up.
What did he do?
I took Huber's teeth out and locked him in the closet.
Say, that was some Thanksgiving. Well, tell me, Mr. Moody, do you think comedy on the radio is suffering from monotony, undernourishment, and repetition?
I only listen to one program on the radio.
Oh, really? Which program?
Lem and Clem.
Lem and Clem, eh?
One fella plays the Reuben and the other fella plays the booby.
What do they do?
Oh, they're always pulling jokes. Lem will say to Clem, Clem, why is a pig's tail like 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
And then Clem, he'll say, 'cause it's twirly.
You like Lem and Clem, eh?
The worst things I've ever heard. So...
Well, come on, Portland.
Wait till I smell what they're making in the candy store.
Oh, stop smelling that candy. Your nose will get fat.
Don't we know this little woman coming?
Oh, this little woman using 2 clam shells for ear laps? We certainly do. It's Mrs. Nussbaum.
So who is paging me? Oh, always it's you.
Yes, hey, you look happy tonight, Mrs. Nussbaum.
Why not? I'm just coming from my psychiatrist.
Oh, you have to go to a psychiatrist?
Well, every night I'm dreaming.
Oh, you're dreaming?
Always it is the same dream.
What is your dream?
Always it is a bake shop.
A bake shop, hey?
Curled up, lying in the window, I am a bagel.
A bagel?
And the window is filled with bread, long loaves.
Uh-huh.
And always the bread to me is trying to sing something.
Yes?
Always I am not understanding.
Well, did the psychiatrist interpret your dream?
In 2 visits.
Oh, in 2 visits. What is the reason that you, the bagel, cannot understand the long loaves of bread?
It is French bread.
Oh, I see. You should have a cruller there to interpret for you. Well, Mrs. Nussbaum, about radio comedy, do you think it is suffering from monotony?
By me, every week is sounding similar, the jokes.
What program do you listen to?
Jack Benny. Oh.
Do you think Jack Benny's program is always the same?
What's changing?
Well...
Always is starting the program, Mr. F.E. Bloom of Lexington, Kentucky. Always is coming on Don Wilstein, first again with Tabasco Man.
Yeah.
Always is singing a quartet.
Yes.
And as the program is ending, a voice is saying, Jack Benny will coming back in just a minute.
And then what happens?
Who knows?
You mean?
Enough is enough already.
Enough?
Before Jack Benny's coming?
Yes.
I am going, thank you.
Well, you sure run into some strange characters on Main Street, Portland.
You haven't found out anything about radio comedy, have you?
No, not up to now. Well, look, I'll try this man coming along wearing the rubber gloves and carrying the live wire for a cane. Pardon me, bud.
Rejoice, brother. My name is Humphrey Titter.
Humphrey Titter?
I'm the joy boy. Stand back, brother. I'll let go of Bluebird.
I remember you, Titter. Titter, you write unusual greeting cards and jingles.
Ah, yes. Everybody sends out cards to couples getting married.
Yes, and you?
I send out cards to people getting divorced.
Divorced?
Congratulations, Sam, old boy. Now you've dumped that Jane. Coming back from Reno, you'll ride the freedom train.
Good, Humphrey.
Rejoice, brother. You can be happy as a cricket. Try rubbing your legs together.
Look, Mr. Titter, what about the monotony of radio comedy?
I have the solution.
Good.
I'll write a jingle. Take this down.
What's the title?
Farewell.
Farewell.
Farewell to you, old radio jokes. I can stand you no longer. California weather and Airwick. Azusa and Cucamonga. Who's on first? Jolson's age. How big is Durante's nose? Cantor with his five daughters. How sloppy are Crosby's clothes? Allen's Alley, the mean widow kid. Sinatra looking so bony. Fibber McGee in his closet. Tell me, which twin has the Tony? Coming, mother. Listen, Gracie. At long last, I've made my decision. So farewell to you old radio jokes. I'm turning to television.
So long, Mr. Titter.
Rejoice, brother.
Well, come on. He didn't let go of the Bluebird. I was watching him all the time. Let's go.
Look, there's an ad for Ray Bolger's show, Where's Charlie?
Remember that song Ray sings in the show, Once in Love with Amy?
How does it go?
Oh, well, some Sunday I'll have Al Goodman and his orchestra play it, and the five DeMarcos sing Once in Love with Amy for you, Portland. You know, I think it'll sound something like this.
To stay, oh.
Once you're kissed by Amy,
ooh, tear up your list, it's Amy. Flyer with bonbons, poetry and flowers, moon a million hours away. You might be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold, who loves a girl and later thinks it over.
Portland, have you got a nickel? Kenny Delmar just put a telephone in his new Ford. You know, I think I'll call him up and try the phone out.
Here's a nickel.
Oh, thanks a lot. There's a phone in this fruit store. I'll be right back, Portland. Here's the phone. Hello, hello, operator. Operator, give me information, please.
Information?
This is Fred Allen. I want to get Kenny Delmar's Ford.
Is it a new number, sir?
You bet it's a new number. It's a 49 Ford.
A 49 Ford?
Yes, it's a convertible with an equipoise V8 engine.
You are calling Kenny Delmar's Ford convertible, 100 horsepower, New York City.
That's right.
The number is Sensation 1, Nyan 4, Nyan. I will get you the operator.
Well, thank you. Hello? Hello, operator?
Number, please.
Operator, I'm trying to get Kenny Delmar's Ford.
A 49 Ford?
Yes, the number is Sensation 1949.
I am trying to get your party.
Thank you.
What model Ford is it?
It's the convertible with hydrocoil front springs, midship ride, and magic action brakes.
I'm sorry, sir. Mr. Delmar's line is busy.
Okay, operator. I'll call him back later.
Oh, before you hang up, sir.
Yes?
How can I get a 49 Ford?
Well, the only thing I can suggest, operator, is that you see your Ford dealer right away. Goodbye. Here's your nickel back, Portland. I got some change inside. Come on now, I'm late.
Late for what?
Well, I have to meet Georgie Jessel at Lindy's. He sent me a note.
Is George Jessel still a big movie producer at 20th Century Fox?
Portland, Mr. Zanuck, the head of the studio, doesn't make a move without Jessel. Before Mr. Zanuck produced that picture, Snake Pit, for 6 months he had Georgie coiled up in a box with a cobra.
Jessel wants to see you about.
Well, here's Lindy's. Let's go in and find out.
Oh, I have to meet Mama at the automat.
Oh, come on, come on. You can have a sandwich at Lindy's.
I can't. Mama has 2 slots reserved at the automat.
Oh, well, then that's that.
Good night.
Good night, Portland. Well, Lindy's is sure crowded tonight. I wonder where...
Well, hello, Fred.
Georgie Jessel. Georgie. Georgie, I got your note.
Well, Fred, sit down. I was just going to order dinner. You can watch me.
Oh. But, Georgie...
Wait a minute, I'll call a waiter. Hey, waiter! Hey, Bluebird, come over here.
Yes, sir.
Waiter, I'd like a nice knish.
Knish? What is a knish?
Georgie, a waiter in Lindy's, and he doesn't know what a knish is?
Well, he's new here, you
see. I see.
Yesterday, I asked for herring. He didn't know what a herring was.
Oh.
Had to tell him that a herring is a Bronx Barracuda.
Well, perhaps you would better tell him what a knish is.
Well, I will. Now, look, waiter. A knish is a little thing. It looks like a half a lady finger, and it weighs 200 pounds. If you eat 2 of them, you can't get up. That's what it is.
Georgie, is that why Lindy's is full all the time?
Yes, but people come in. They eat 2 knishes and cannot get out of their chairs.
Oh, I often wonder.
Yes, so 20 years ago, Lindy himself ate 3 knishes, and to this day, he has never left a restaurant, believe me.
Georgie, I don't think you'd better not eat a knish.
All right, I think I'll have something light. Waiter, bring me a baked watermelon.
Yes, sir.
Oh, trouble, trouble, trouble. I should have eaten on the train.
Oh, you were on the train?
Well, of course. I just got back from Washington. Ooh. I had an appointment with the president.
The president?
Uh-huh.
Georgie, not the cabinet.
Who knows? Marshall may be leaving. Anything can happen, Fred, you know.
But, Georgie, you...
I can see the headlines now. UN endorses the Jessel plan.
The Jessel plan?
It'll be bigger than the Jolson story. And the UN can do it without Larry Parks. That'll be something, too.
Look, Georgie, while you're waiting for your baked watermelon, what is it? What did you want to see me
about?
Well,
Fred, this is about my new picture playing at the Roxy Theater. It's called When My Baby Smiles at Me.
Yeah.
Now, maybe you could mention it on your radio program.
Oh,
I don't mean the whole half hour, Fred. I mean, just mention my picture once, maybe instead of the commercial.
Well, Georgie... can't leave out the Ford commercial.
What do you need every week with a commercial?
Believe me, everybody knows that the 49 Ford is a great car.
Well, that's right, George.
All right, so just one week, next Sunday, instead of Ford, you mention my picture. Who'll know the difference? Only you and me.
And 6,400 Ford dealers.
All right, but Fred, my new picture stars Betty Grable and Dan Daly.
Georgie, how can I possibly talk about your picture? I haven't even seen it.
Fred, you will see it tonight. You're coming with me to the Roxy. I've got two passes.
Two passes? Well,
yeah,
all right.
Wait a minute. Here's the waiter.
Here you are, sir.
Fred, how do you like this waiter?
What?
He brought me a knish.
A knish?
Don't even know what a baked watermelon is.
Say, Georgie, it's getting late. Look at the
clock. All right, come on, Fred. We'll miss the picture. We'd better get to the Roxy right away.
Let's go, George.
Well, here we are, Fred, right at the Roxy Theater.
Gosh, look at that crowd,
George. The show is just about to start, folks, on the screen when my baby smiles at me, starring Betty Grable and Dan Daly.
The box office is over here, George.
Yeah, wait a minute, Fred. I want to speak to that boy. Hey, Mr. Barker.
Yes, sir?
Listen, okay, Fred, let's go.
The show is just about to start, folks, on the screen when my baby smiles at me, produced by Georgie Jessel.
Georgie. Georgie, what became of Dan Daly and Betty Grable?
How do you like that? Well, you promise a guy a screen test, right away he starts yelling your name all over the street.
Come on, I'll get the tickets.
What tickets? I'm the producer. I've got passes. We'll exchange them here at the box office.
Oh, good.
Pardon me, miss.
How many, please?
I'd like to exchange these passes.
Sorry, but I can't take no passes.
Well, these are perfectly good, miss.
Yeah, that's what some guy said last night. I wound up with two tickets to a Wallace rally.
These passes are signed by Daryl Zanuck.
I don't care if they're signed by Thunderhead. I want to see the show. You're paying $1.40 like everybody else.
Georgie, tell her who you are.
Miss, it so happens that I am Georgie Jessel.
So what?
What so what? I produced the picture that they're showing inside.
What picture?
When my baby smiles at me.
When did we change?
You don't even know what picture you're showing?
How should I know? My back is to the theater. I'll beat it with them passes. You're holding up the line. How
all
many
right, players? All right, okay. How much is it?
For two of you, it'll be $3.20.
Miss, you said $1.40. $2.40s is $2.80.
While your friend was stalling, the price has changed. It's $3.20.
All right, miss. Fred, give us a $3.20.
Okay, Georgie, you've got your mittens on. Here's $5, miss.
Here's your change.
All right, I'll take the tickets, Fred. Let's go in.
Tickets, please.
Here you are.
Main floor, straight ahead for all seats.
Come on, Fred.
Okay, Georgie.
Get in line, please.
Usher, two seats, please.
This aisle is full. You'll have to get in line.
Usher, I am Georgie Jessel.
Mr. Jessel, Usher, produce the picture.
Next aisle to your right, sir.
Thank you. See, Fred? Just mentioned a name.
It's sure work, Georgie.
Oh, Usher.
Next aisle to the right, sir.
It's just one aisle over, Fred.
I'm coming, George.
Next aisle to the right.
This is the last aisle, Fred.
Right through this door, sir.
Thank you.
Georgie, we're out on 50th Street.
Well, how do you like that?
Stop banging this door, you bums. There's a picture going on in here.
We know that.
We came here to see the picture.
Well, this is an exit. The box office is on 7th Avenue. You'll have to get a ticket.
We've got tickets.
Yes, he has the stuff.
Well, you can't come through this door.
We came out this door.
You sent us out, remember?
It's so dark in here, I can't see faces. Every head to me is just a lump.
Georgie, tell him who you are.
Look, Usher, I am Georgie Jessel. Yes.
Georgie Jessel? I just saw your name on the screen.
How do you like that, Fred? The picture started. You've already missed the best part.
Georgie, if the rest is a letdown, I tell you, I'll see it some other time.
Oh, no. Fred, you're seeing my picture tonight. Usher, be a good fella. Let us black in.
Well, it means breaking my Usher's oath, but all right. Come on.
Thank you.
Anything else I can do for you, Mr.
Jessel? We just want two seats.
Yes.
Next aisle to your left.
Oh, no, you don't. We've been all through that.
But this aisle is full, Mr. Jessel.
Georgie, why don't we just stand?
Now, look, Fred, have you forgotten who you're with? You're not only going to see the picture, you're going to see it sitting down.
Sitting where?
Have you tried upstairs, Mr. Jessel?
That's a good idea. Now, how do we get upstairs?
That stairway back of the Dixie Cups leads to the mezzanine.
All right, Dixie Schmixie, thanks. Come on, let's go, Fred.
All right, George. And here we are in the mezzanine, George.
Well, we'll get some action now.
Shh, here's the usher.
Yes, sir, can I help you?
Yeah. Two seats, usher, please.
May I see your stubs?
Here they are.
Oh, shame on you, sir. Shame on you.
Who's smoking?
What's wrong, usher?
This is the mezzanine, the loge seat.
So what?
Your tickets are for the lower floor.
Well, how do we get tickets to sit up here?
You'll have to go back to the box office.
All right, you stay here, Fred. You rest yourself. I'll go down to the box office.
Okay. I wouldn't advise it, sir.
Why not?
There aren't any loge seats right now.
No seats?
Georgie, as long as there aren't any seats...
Fred, you're going to see my picture if I have to get two Morris chairs.
Sorry, no Morris chairs allowed in the mezzanine.
Usher, do you know who I am?
You're Georgie Jessel.
Well, how did you know?
Oh, word's gotten around.
Well, look, Usher, I produced this picture. I was on my feet day and night. 7 days a week for 12 months. I'm a tired man, and I'd like to sit down.
Well, you can't sit here. Why don't you try the balcony?
How do we get to the balcony?
You're left behind the candy counter, four flights up.
Fires on Lembrun. All right, come on, come on. Let's go, Fred.
To the balcony?
They know I'm here. They're probably holding something open.
Well, let's go and find out. Gosh, Georgie, this balcony's pretty high. My nose is bleeding. Look, George, the stage is a mile away. Who's that on the screen?
Wait a minute. I think it's Dan Daly.
From here, he looks like Lassie.
Look, as soon as we get two seats, I will rent a couple of telescopes.
Oh.
See, it will be all right. Oh, Usher.
Your stubs, please.
Usher, I'm Georgie Jessel.
Glad to meet you, sir. I'm Horace Treadwell. Your stubs, please.
Looky, Horace, we'd like a couple of seats.
Yeah. Next aisle to your right, sir.
Now, wait a minute. This could be dangerous. Is there a door up here?
Are there any seats up here?
No, sir.
Georgie, I've had enough. I want my money back.
Now, Fred, I produced the picture. We've got tickets. Well, we're going to get seats. Horace, where's the manager's office?
On the main floor, Mr. Jessel.
All right, thank you, Horace. Let's go, Fred.
Okay. The main floor. Now, when do I get my money?
Stop with the money, Fred. We're going to get seats. Now, here's the sign. Manager's office.
Yes?
Pardon me. I'm looking for the manager.
Georgie Jessel.
Well, Joe Hawkins, you old son of a gun. You're the manager?
Georgie, I heard you were making a tour of the theater. Well, how'd you like it?
Oh. The theater is great, only one thing. Say, did you ever think of putting in two more seats?
Two more seats? I'll make a note of that.
Never mind the seats. What about my money?
George, who is this?
Well, this is Fred Allen, a friend of mine.
Oh. Georgie, I expect two seats to open up in the orchestra any minute.
Oh, nice work, Joe. Thank you.
A couple of Bobby Soxers dropped their lunch on the way in this morning. They've been sitting inside for 10 hours with no food. They can't last much longer.
They can still last longer than I can. I want my money back.
You want your money back?
Yes, I want my money back.
You'll get your money back. It's going to look mighty bad on the report.
What report?
The report to the front office. One refund on When My Baby Smiles at Me. Mr. Zanuck's going to think somebody didn't like the picture. Who produced the picture? Georgie Jessel.
But I didn't see the picture.
Alan, you call yourself Georgie's friend. You're sticking a knife right in his back.
Georgie?
He's right, Fred.
I'm sticking a knife in your back?
The handle is showing.
Georgie, I paid $3.20 to see your picture. I didn't see your picture. I would like to have my money back.
Gad, he's stubborn.
Yes, I'm stubborn.
Now, wait a minute, fella. Wait a minute. I'll fix this. I'll tell you what we'll do. Joe, can you get Fred a bag of popcorn?
Sure. Here's a bag right here. I just finished popping it.
Fine. Here you are, Fred. There's plenty of butter in it, too.
Georgie,
now, go ahead.
Georgie, nobody eats popcorn just to eat popcorn. People only eat popcorn when they're watching a picture.
Now, sit down, Fred. Eat your popcorn. I'll tell you the story of my picture. Are you ready?
Now, wait till I get my popcorn open. Okay, Georgie. I'm ready.
Well, When My Baby Smiles at Me is a story of a great love. Dan Daly is in love with Betty Grable. Give me some. As the picture starts, Dan Daly is on the stage singing,
"For when my baby smiles at me, my heart goes roaming to paradise."
Yes, sir.
"And when my baby..."
Before we close up shop, your Ford dealer wants to give you a safety reminder. The highways are...